Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We truly appreciate you because, as David, we just experience your steadfast love and so experience your mercy every day. We thank you, Father God, because we see you're a good God, Lord, and we appreciate you. So we thank you, Lord, this you made us. You've got plans for us, and we thank you. Your will be done. Your plans come to pass this day as we dedicate our day to you, Lord. Thank you for establishing our thoughts. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Psalm 118, and it's 5 to 7, but let's start on verse 4 again. Four times David says this, what you hearing now. We done it yesterday, and it's so from that foundation of that God's steadfast love is always there. Everything else follows: the trust, the calling, the putting our confidence so in our God and not in man. So, but let's hear it for ourselves. Verse 4 to 7, my sweetie.
Let those who fear the Lord say, His steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side, my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me.
Hallelujah. And when we hear this, what comes to mind? Immediately, Hebrews chapter 13. Just turn there quick, Miss Ready. Hebrews chapter 13. And we can see here the author of Hebrews is quoting here from this passage of David here. And together with this, you know, we think of Isaiah 55 that talks about we must come and buy without money. So how do you buy without money? Give time to your God. And then he goes on to say, he'll give you the sure mercies of David. And so we, in the Psalms, everything we've been going through is the sure mercies of God that he experienced. And remember, he experienced it prophetically in the old covenant, but that all those things were written for us, because the sufferings of Christ has come and the consequent glory is here. So it's the goodness of God, the favor of God is here for us now. And so when we read this, we just so realize it also confirms with our testimony. We've committed to the Lord and we stayed with the Lord. What have we seen? Whenever we called on the Lord, he's been there. So we can see he's our helper. And that should just put more confidence, that should get us to put more confidence in the Lord than our flesh, put more confidence in the Lord than putting confidence in man. And we can trust him completely because his mercies endures forever. His love is constant, and we've entered into it, and we are here for eternity. We have received the eternity. I love that 1 Corinthians 10, he says, I write to those who have come to the end of days. What's the end of days? Eternity. So we've come to that, and so we can stand fast. Can we just finish with that? Must we just read there again what the writer says here from verse 5?
Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So you can confidently say, The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?
Hallelujah. The Lord is our helper. We will not fear. Man can do nothing to us. God is for us, and therefore no weapon can be formed against, weapons can be formed against us, but we will refute them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be blessed because you are blessed.
Amen.